I was in the shower this morning. It was 0 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Ugh. And I've been struggling this season with sicknesses. I think this one is tied to well, I'm not sure. I'm really not in the place to do any kind of particularly strenuous activity outside in the cold. That takes a long time to get. And I do recall being, well, doesn't matter. This, I think it's probably about time to actually try to do some weak advertising for the Big Area Escape. And I have been starting to work on the Big Area Prophecy again. And the most important prophecy is a new queen shall rise. And that a lot of what's happening in this middle thing, this I call it the middle book, is somewhat dark. There's a lot of people dying, a lot of evil that rises. There is a good deal of corruption, although it's hard to see sometimes. Everybody who you thought should be decent doesn't become decent. Sometimes for selfish reasons, goes off and does something else. It's interesting in that the whole last part of the series is about the birth and uplift and crowning of Julia. You know, there has to be a lot of shuffling going on. The first thing is she doesn't have to. We need to make sure that she is not pulled into the normal system. Corin is a key player in, actually all of our characters are key players, but Corin's a key player in that she is kind of half unwittingly, she doesn't mean to tear down the matriarchy. She doesn't mean to tear down that entire kind of behind the scenes control from behind way of being. Impatient rise to where she is and what she becomes. She triggers a lot of the circumstances under which Julia can escape the convocation system. At the beginning of this story, she is, although the matron to the third or fourth position among the convocation, she asserts herself as number two behind Samantha. Samantha knows she's got it out for her. To a certain degree, Samantha's gotten to the point to where all of the eugenics and faith she had in making something happen, all the breeding programs, everything else, it's turned to mush. And even though she's the matriarch, she's old and she's tired. Corin is coming up hard. And she has positioned herself so that if something were to happen to Samantha, she would become the matriarch. And this is like the ultimate girl boss thing. Just as she is poisoning Melisenda almost just out of spite. And it's weird because she's amassed far more power than she ever, if she had known, you know, the vindictiveness, and I'm sorry to say the vindictiveness of women is very complicated. And this is very much displayed, and I'm not going to talk about this except to say when people say, well, why is she still going after Melisenda? And you go, you don't know women very well. This is, once you have decided that somebody has robbed you of something that you thought you deserved, even if you find out it really wasn't much, you know, girls that are 80 years old will go after each other's throats over some teenage boy that they thought that they should have had when they were teenagers. That'll still be simmering in there unless they really fight hard not to get caught up in that. That's what Corin's really doing, is she's just really trying to get rid of her old rival that had denied her something that she thought she deserved. And at first you think that's all Corin's about. But Corin's been slowly killing Samantha too. I think Samantha knows it's happening. And I think she's just weary of life and she doesn't care. And at least Corin's trying to be coy about it and making it so it isn't terribly painful, so that it doesn't seem obvious she's being forced. And there seems to be this whole rigmarole. Well, you know, it's probably the very last vestiges of the convocation just before it's going to be destroyed. Melisenda has taught Michiana and others that to keep and raise your own child is God's way, and the proper role of intimacy. And Michiana is really converted, and she stops taking men into her bed and getting pregnant. Evelyn, of course, who is the current queen, you know, she is very much a part of the convocation. And it is her last act that, of course, just like every other lady ultimately dies in childbirth. She passed, you know, she died the old way, you know. Drink this, he likes to have a drink. Anyway. And Michiana doesn't do it. And Corin, in being so intimately involved in destroying any challengers to her rise to a matriarchy, and probably a very long one. She's only in her early 30s. Certainly going to be the youngest matriarch. And she's so wrapped up in the way the convocation works, she doesn't keep an eye on Melisandre or on Michiana. She knows what Melisandre is doing, but she doesn't think anything of it. You know, she doesn't believe in God, of course. It's all about, you know, she goes, I know how this all works. And I am the ultimate leader of all these things. She isn't paying good attention. Not that she was ever very good at this. So Michiana takes the throne. She's the queen. She isn't getting pregnant. Although this is interesting. Corin isn't really paying attention. She's too busy trying to slowly kill off Samantha. Samantha isn't doing anything about it because she really doesn't care. And so it opens up this opportunity. Davor gives this vague prophecy that he has seen that a new queen shall rise. It will be a new golden age. And, of course, you know, in the whole way the convocation thinks, this is all about beauty pageants. And of course, the matrons are totally confused by saying, well, we won everything. How is there going to be really a big change with us around? And we don't want a big change. And this isn't going to happen. We'll keep our eyes open and we'll head this off. This new age we brought about by a true and worthy daughter of Saradio. Nobody knows what that means. All of the ladies are by nature daughters of Saradio. There's nothing to it. The true and worthy seems to have far more to do with how she will behave, I suppose. But nobody, you know, these are words that are almost meaningless to the sensibilities of the time. Cultivated well by by the matrons. So as long as they're still in charge, they don't have any particular problem with this prophecy. Mostly because they just don't understand it. But that's typically how many prophecies go. You know, until you see it, you don't know anything about it. Don't have a clue. So, These things are all starting to come together. The fact that, Melisandre can behave differently is really because the system develops some cracks and they're not paying attention. And Corin is too single-minded toward the matriarchy. Ultimately, she does kill Samantha. Almost toward the very end, she becomes the matriarch on the eve of everything falling apart, and what will become the conclave happening. So there's kind of a, and that kind of what makes it happen. Michiana does get pregnant. I'm not sure. I'm still not sure. I don't think I'll ever be quite sure. Probably because I don't want it to be very obvious on this one. Oh, good morning. Good. So, Sheena conceives by Westland or by Lanalilk. That's already been decided in another setting. I'm still wondering if Westland falls in that he just gets kind of taken in by the convocation way, becomes Michiana's consort, and these things happen as a consequence of Michiana gaining more knowledge of herself. And she goes from keeping a consort, Westland, to secretly marrying Lanalilk, which Lanalilk could care less. He is not interested in God particularly either. But Lanalilk is going to be, of course, in the third book, which is already written and in the canon, extremely different, is very much interested. Well, it is about power and having power and kind of trying to control things. Anyway, so all these things are happening. Michiana has her child, Julia, away from the convocation, her own private little nursery. I said Corin isn't paying attention. For Corin, the queen is just another cow to be processed. And since it's being done, since Julia's birth is being done outside the system, it doesn't trigger. And so Corin doesn't know about it. And the time that she probably would find out that this was happening, it was already going to be too late. With the brouhaha of a queen dying and setting all the world kind of a tizzy, although it happens often enough, gee whiz, it's not like it's something that never happens. But Melisandre's has already had the baby by that time, in secret. You know, nobody keeps an eye on that. You know, the tabloids, for all they're interested in, had their eyes on Evelyn. And what was happening with her. And when she dies, and Corin's immaturity as a matron, always her biggest problem in all this, is that she hasn't had time to properly absorb anything because of her hard pushes and conniving to have this meteoric rise that nobody knows about because it just doesn't happen. You know, nobody cares about matrons except among matrons. And they, you know, it's like, well, I guess I'm getting out of your way. You want that job more than I do. I'm not willing to kill for it. Where Corin absolutely is. And I think they sense that. And, and Samantha isn't staring in her way because she kind of sees a bit of herself. This is her protege. This is a protege that she actually is kind of proud of. As opposed to, like, from the first book, Canary, she was nothing. She was a dog. And a pitiful one, too. Anyway, so that's pretty much where things kind of lay. Oh. Okay. Now I'm starting to see some stuff I gotta do. Is there anything else I really want to get out of this? It's a good question. Anything else that really needs to come? Where's my... My hotspot's not coming up. Okay. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I really need to catch here. Yeah. Wesley really doesn't know how to behave in any situation particularly. He's this backwards country boy. He becomes this it's mostly because of his father and his mother that he gets anything that he does. Okay. Right. Okay. I can't think of anything else right off the bat. Wesley's going to get thrust into things that he has a problem, you know, that he barely has any ability to deal with. This is normal for humanity. Corin dies along with Michiana and everybody else on the big changeover, the death of the queen. the rise of Michiana, the final death of Samantha, the old guard, Corin's ascension to being the matriarch, or trying to be the matriarch. I think she's trying to, to engineer this when she gets killed. That isn't quite there yet. It will happen while this is all trying to get pulled together. All eyes on the queen. And that's what lets all the rest of this stuff fall through the cracks. Lanalilk is able to spirit away Julia. Westland's group, who's in just a bloodthirsty mood, taking out everything they can. Westland takes control of the situation. There's no more killing. You know, Davor can just be locked up somewhere. Out of the way. Well, things may come, but that's a good beginning. Okay, so we're going to stop there. Hopefully we'll remember that this is a thing to say notes for